You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Scientists have finally found the clitoris.
The Wire.
Music is shown to ease pre-surgery nerves of surgeons, as well as improving concentration. I spoke to musician and surgeon Dr. Anantha Narayana, who was writing his PhD on music and surgery. I spoke to him about his studies and findings in this area and whether music helps or hinders in the operating theatre. We also spoke about his experience of playing music growing up, as well as the experiences that culminated in his studying of music and surgery. Here is that interview.
So you are a saxophonist. How long have you been playing for, and when did you first think about combining music with surgery?
Yeah, great question. So I started very young in music. So I played recorder when I was 2 or 3 years old. And then as my fingers grew, I started playing the clarinet. And then from about the age of 11, I've been playing the saxophone. And it was very much kind of an interest on the side that my parents encouraged me to play. And I played it right through high school. And then when I was in medical school, I was kind of playing in bars and various groups. And then I finished medical school as a 6-year degree, and then I finished 5 years of it, and a few things happened. Sort of had some friends with mental health crises, a couple of personal life changes, and then also a really positive experience learning music in South India. And those factors culminated in me taking a year away from medical school and studying at the New Zealand School of Music for a year, jazz performance on the saxophone. And that was an incredible year, and you know, credit to my parents at the time, who sort of had faith in me and thought that playing and learning music could sort of help me with resilience in the long term. But I think neither they or I thought that it would turn into quite a long and interesting research journey.
Right.
So it was when I returned to medical school for my final year in Dunedin, I started to take an interest in how music was being used in the operating theatres, and then did a survey at the time. And then since 2020, I've been working on a PhD thesis combining, you know, my interests of surgery, research and music.
What kind of music have you found is most effective for cognition during surgery?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So by and large, most surgeons prefer and play easy listening or pop music. Previous research has found actually is that if a surgeon selects the music themselves, they're more likely to perform better, at least at simulated tasks or like arithmetic tasks. So what we went into our research with is an idea that surgeon-selected music is what we would try and use to see if there's any effect of it, rather than forcing surgeons to listen to particular kinds of music. We weren't sure if that would get through the ethics committee.
Some may argue music may be a distracting force as opposed to a useful one. Does the effect of music change from surgeon to surgeon?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think personal preference and team preference is really important to take into consideration. And generally, surgeons don't like listening to unfamiliar or grating music. Mm. In terms of, I guess, distractibility, certainly the case, and there's some concerns around the impact it can have on communication as well. But by and large, what we found is most surgeons would turn the music down if there's a crisis or an emergency. Similar to, you know, if you're parallel parking or, you know, landing an aeroplane, those kinds of times are quite critical to have effective communication and minimal distraction. But we're finding for longer, more elective operations, it really is preferable.
You mentioned the jazz gap. I read that. Could you explain what that is a little more for us?
Yeah, absolutely. In the very first survey I carried out in a hospital in the South Island, what we found was that there was a percentage of people who wanted to listen to jazz, and I think it was somewhere between 15% to 20%, and then the percentage of people who actually said that they listened to jazz, which was closer to 5%. And so we noted that there was perhaps 10% of people who wanted to listen to jazz but couldn't or didn't for whatever reason. And as a jazz enjoyer or appreciator, I was quite interested in what kind of why that gap exists, but I'll probably have to interview a few more people to find that one out.
Do you think music could have a positive impact on surgery on a wide scale?
Yeah, definitely. So it's very common for surgeons to feel stressed during operations. And it's similar to if you're in a waiting room prior to an interview, you might feel sort of clammy hands or sweaty skin or feeling like your heart's racing, a feeling of anticipation. And that stress can be born from any number of factors, whether it's the environment or the difficulty of the operation in front of you or personal factors, or these lend. And music's been shown in many different fields, music therapy for patients, that it can be beneficial to relieve anxiety. So there's a lot of evidence to suggest that there might be help to reduce that stress response, and whether that's a psychological response or a physiological response is yet to be seen. And certainly our surveys have shown that surgeons think it can actually improve their mood and reduce their anxiety and reduce their mental fatigue.
I read also about surgical playlists and what would be on these playlists.
Yeah, it was really interesting when I was chatting to Jesse Mulligan on Monday. There were sort of people writing in with various suggestions, like the first cut is the deepest, for example. By and large, a number of surgeons, particularly ones who have interest in surgery, will have a playlist of their own. Otherwise, we've certainly seen a shift from CDs to using Spotify, for example.
Mm.
And so I think, you know, modern theatre suite design is, you know, should consider taking into account incorporating these kinds of streaming services into the way that a theatre suite is built.
And you'd want to make sure there are no ads either.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah.
That was musician and surgeon Dr. Anantha Narayana speaking to me about music and surgery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.